This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Professor Paul Kinger argues that you can never have enough kids. He was on my radio program last week to talk about his article. He confronts what he calls the mindless cliche of our culture. Wait until you have enough money to have kids. He hears it regurgitated by young couples all the time. Then he takes the time to calmly ask them a few questions. How many kids did your grandparents have? How about your great-grandparents when they came to America dirt poor on pack ships headed to Ellis Island? When they acknowledge that those ancestors had a bunch of kids, he then asks them, how much money did they have? He has found that a young man or young woman is usually taken aback. They haven't heard that from the culture. They know their ancestors had no money but raised large, intact families and stayed married. In fact, they wouldn't be alive today without those ancestors bestowing the gifts of life. He also asks a follow-up question. How much money will be enough before having that kid? How much cash should be shoveled into this child's materialistic ideal existence? He has found that people who focus on having enough money will find that they never have enough. On the radio program, Paul Kinger also reminded us that the greatest gift you can give your child is a sibling. When people find out how many kids his wife and he have, they say, one kid has been hard enough for us. His response is that one kid is harder, but two kids are easier. The one child gets a playmate other than you. He explained that when he only had one child, he had to come home and play Legos for hours. When the second boy came along, he had boundless energy and was all in. We need messages like this in a culture that doesn't seem to value children anymore. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
4 a free booklet on a biblical view of intelligent design, go to viewpoints.info/intelligent design. Viewpoints.info/intelligent design.